Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Alrighty, alrighty. How are you? How are you? It's Al here. I often do that kind of greeting of, how the shit are you? But I don't want to be too aggressive. I just want to tell you I'm in a bloody great mood. I'm having a night at home. I've been away a lot. Like a little joke salesperson, traveling around, opening my little suitcase of little jokes about penises and prutes, and then doing comedy. So I've been doing that, haven't I? Been all over. Absolutely over. Where have I been? I've been to Finland. I've been to Gothenburg, Malmo, Oslo, Mura, Uppsala, Herregud. I'm like a cat with no home. That's right. I've said it. A cat with no home. A homeless cat. A cat bow. A hobo cat. I hope you're feeling good. This is episode 8. So far, so good. The feedback is pretty nice from you people, you know. Many Swedes. One person that listens in a country called Gdangundung. So thank you to him. And there's a couple of people in New Zealand. Thank you, Frodo and Bilbo. Listening to me on Shire FM, or FM Shire, the Hobbit remix. But basically, I'm in a top mood. I don't know if it's cabin fever, I'm going a bit crazy, but I'm enjoying life. One thing I'm not doing good, not eating well. That's right. This is like a kind of live Instagram. Podcast, isn't it, really? You know, when people do photos of food porn, they say, apparently you can't search for porn on Instagram, according to a friend of mine. So I haven't been eating well. What happened was I went on this low carb, high fat, you know, LCH off, the Swedes call it, like Elki off, Elkyuf. And I went on this and lost a lot of weight, you know, to the point of looking slightly ill. Is that fair to say? I didn't look very, yeah, I looked all right, but I just looked like someone had grabbed a vacuum cleaner and I was going to say sucked me off, but that's not the right word, sucked out all the chubbiness from my little rumper and torso. But I just didn't eat carbs, basically, and I kept away from sugar. And then now I'm back on tour. For some reason, herregud, it's difficult, man. It's really fun. It's difficult because I don't drink, you see. Afterwards, I just want to have some goodies, or I just want to have like a falafel. I'm in Malmo. You know, I'm in Malmo. I'm there on Saturday night. It's Halloween. And I'm thinking, yeah, I've got to have a falafel. Especially when you see people walking around looking like they've been hit by a bus. You know, the people had a lot of makeup on. And I actually overheard someone say in the morning, no, I wasn't dressed up for Halloween. That's how much makeup I normally wear. Boom. So that went good. I actually stayed at a nice hotel. And then someone put a photo up of me. Hashtag Al Pitcher. of me eating breakfast, eating frukost. Kind of paparazzi'd, really. Basically, that person should have just come up and said hello. But instead, little clickety-click, I'll picture the dick. So they got a photo of me. And then I obviously answered because I'm a positive dude. But they probably saw the amount of food on my plate and thought, we're probably not going to see the end of this. We'll probably see the end of this guy soon. The food thing. I've been eating burgers, pizzas. I was in Uddevalla, and they've got a pizza place there, which they just have different names for pizzas. They've got one called Central Traffic Skola. Centralen Traffic Skola. And it's just a pizza for the local car driving license school. I mean, what the hell is that? It must be just like a car crash of ingredients. Who knows? So I trying to get back, trying to get healthy. So I've joined the gym. I've done that. I joined the gym and I did a start date, which is tomorrow. And I've just realized I probably can't go tomorrow. So the start date gets put back. It's like one of those space shuttles, you know, the big what's quite amazing about this podcast is there's every other podcast in Svaria, I think, have different people in it and different voices, not me. So when I actually do say something, there's no one there to help me. There's no one there. So basically, what I want you now is to close your eyes and just think of the word that I'm thinking of. Rocket. That'll do. Bloody space rocket. Taksimek it for your psychological help. Even when recording this, I can still feel the vibe. Respect to the sisters. Respect to the brothers. I can't think of no other. Thank you. So, so I've been eating crap, eating shit. So, what I do then is I Google ingredients for things, right? And I looked at McNuggets, didn't I? Looked at McNuggets, chicken McNuggets. 40 ingredients in there, 40, including a thing called dextrose, which they put in for leather. They put in to shape leather, so that can't be good for you, can it? Red Bull has 17 ingredients. There was a big rumour that they had taurine. Is it taurine? Which is bull sperm. I don't know who does that job. You know, that's quite a tough job, isn't it? Going around with like a glass jar, getting a load of bull sperm. But apparently it's not included. It's not included. It's not in it. So the bull does its sperm somewhere else, I suppose. I don't know. Never really, you know, I've never sort of seen a bull and thought, oh, I wonder how they ejaculate, you know. It's just one of those things, you know. Some people probably walk past and think, exactly that, not me. Maybe they watch, like, they look at movies with, like, cows in it or something. Is that correct? I don't know if that's wrong. But yeah, so that's all. And the ingredients and stuff. I quite like the whole organic thing, you know. The whole thing of, like, animals eating on a field of joy. Is that right? Yeah. They, like, eat, you know, those kind of organic animals that you see, they're just got, like, you know, a towel around their head and they've just been in the sauna and just had their nails done. Those kind of things. That's what I like. And then you've got... and then they die, unfortunately. I don't know if that's a spoiler alert for people. So they die and then you eat them. But you feel good because you know that they were listening to Spotify Premium, you know, before they went. You know, they're not going to be listening just a normal Spotify and having the ads, which is always a bit of a romantic killer, isn't it? You know, you could be, oh baby, I love you. And you've got the candles there. Both your partner and you are looking at each other's eyes. The passion is nearly there.
Come in now for Spotify Premium. And if you get Spotify Premium, you can get 99 kroner per month.
Oh, I love you. I love you, baby. Sort of, you know, gets the old passion kind of deducted, doesn't it? So I don't know how that would have sounded, that noise. If you've seen me do stand-up, I do a lot of that kind of... But I really don't know what that sounded like. I listened to the podcast, Awkward. I listened to my own podcast on a train, and all I could think of was, what if this train crashes and then they go through people's phones and they work out that I was listening to my own podcast? That would have been really awkward. So I turned it off, but it sounded all right. I just press record, and I've got nobody in the studio going, 1, 2, 3, go, Al, you know, nothing like that. Although, the more I seem to talk to myself, the more I think I'll probably go mad soon, and I'll probably think there is someone else, you know. If you've got mental issues, I apologize. I mean, it's not my fault, obviously, but I apologize for my lack of compassion there. I just imagine me losing my mind talking to myself in a studio. So the food thing. So the organic thing I really like. You know, I like the whole thing of eating and not wasting. You know what I mean? You know, when people, they put the whole bit of food in there, you know, like they take the bone and then they put the bone in the soup or something like that, and then they cut the bone down and you make earrings out of the bone, and then you clean your children's ears and you know, with a little bit of bone, you know, that kind of thing, like everything's eaten, you know. But I don't like shit in my sink. Not shit. I don't like when people just leave stuff in the sink. Very Swedish thing, that is. When you're cutting vegetables, Swedes just seem to pick up the scrapings of the vegetables and then they throw it, don't they? They just throw it into the sink as though the sink is just going to go, ah, I can get rid of that myself. It doesn't. It just goes, oh, no, not more peel. And then, then Mr. Dude here has to come through and clear it up. I do it myself when I'm cooking, you know, when I am the cock. I chop it, and then, I waste peel. But, so I do enjoy, I enjoy good food, but at the moment not eating very well. I went to Finland. To be honest, I think I look like the healthiest person there. Let's be honest, not a lot of healthy Finns. Nah, there's loads. They were really nice, actually. Weirdly, I did a festival called the Arctic Laughs Comedy Festival. Very fun. But I did a performance. A performance? Who am I? Vivaldi. I did a show, and it was called Comedy in the Dark. Now, I'll give you a couple of seconds to think what that is. That is right. No light. Fy fan. Absolutely no light. So, you... As the comic, comedian, that's me, I just walk on completely dark. The audience is just, there's no lights in the room, it's dark, and then you do your comedy. I'll be honest with you, I think it's shit. I really didn't like it. I didn't enjoy the... I like looking at people when I'm doing the gig. I like to see their body language. I like them to see me. You know, that's not an ego kind of thing. I just think it's, you know, It's kind of a given, isn't it, for comedy that you want to see the other person. And in this thing, you can't. Nay, 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 nay. It's just darkness. So I was walking around a couple of times. I walked into the stand, you know, that you put the microphone in. Just bang my head and stuff. And then you'd ask a question like, and I'd go, who said that? Did you say that? And they'd kind of laugh, but they'd also be like, what the hell have I bought here, you know? But they're, you know, they're Finns, and they, I mean, what I like about it is winter tide now, isn't it? Winter time, so they've put the hour, so it's darker. So maybe, just maybe, it wasn't dark enough for those Finns. So they were like, shit me, we've got to get inside. We've got to get darker, and we've got to hear a weird voice. So that was kind of random, really random. Then I flew to Gothenburg, had fantastic gigs in Gothenburg and Malmo. Before the Malmo show, I watched the New Zealand rugby team win the Rugby World Cup, which is a massive deal. That's like, it's like Sverige winning the Kraftor Olympics for crayfish. Kraftor. It's a massive deal. So we, the whole country celebrated, and I was, I would say, pretty pumped up. You know, I watched the game, felt very kind of delighted with it, but I felt like I'd taken some kind of steroid or something before I went on stage. So I was very excited. You know those kind of the Swedish feeling of, you know, after like 19 cups of coffee, that kind of, you know, that kind of buzz. So that was kind of fun. Again, beautiful audience, beautiful, up for it. I say beautiful in the sense of, you know, not as everybody says when they come to Sverige, everybody's beautiful. Everybody is beautiful. I mean it in the sense of just awesome crowd, man. Gothenburg, Malmo was brilliant. Then we drove back from Malmo to Stockholm. That's a journey, isn't it? It really is a journey. I thought I knew you, Sverige. I thought we knew each other. But, yeah, bloody hell. It's a long way. So we did that in the little man car. And then I flew to Oslo. Went to Oslo. And I smelt the smell of oil-rich bastards, you know. Filthy rich they are. They just throw pizzas at you when you walk in. Because a pizza costs something like a million Norwegian kroner. And you walk in, and they don't even check your passport. You walk in, they just throw a pizza at you. They go, yeah, take that. In your face, pepperoni. So that was quite a waste of food, although I ate it. So I kept the food chain going. Norway was really fun. Stayed in the most random hotel. When I say random, I don't like when people say it was so random, which means like, what do you mean by that? You know, it wasn't that random. Like, your nude dead grandfather didn't turn up dressed as an elephant, did he? That would be random, you know. Wow, that was random. Didn't expect that. What it was, it was like a single bed, but the TV was bigger, probably bigger than me, and there was a massive pillow, which was too big as well. And when I went to the toilet, if I had to sit down like, yeah, masturbisa, I had to like do the brace position, you know, on the aeroplanes that you have to do, like brace. Terrible. So not very good place, but I went to a really cool park there called Vigeland. It's a Norwegian artist, and it's just what it is. I think what he was doing, and I, you know, I'm cool with this, but I think what he did was, He smokes cigarettes, obviously. And then just one day, one of his mates, let's call him Bobby, just came back from Amsterdam and he said, try this, Vigeland. Try this, V-Dog. And V-Dog smoked up the doobie on the wacky backy. And then he started making this art in this Vigeland Park. And fee fan, it is incredible. I've done a little video of it. Of my visit to the park, which you can see on YouTube. I kind of said that as though that was a massive breakthrough in showing videos. You guys, you're not going to believe this. There's a site called Tube, and it's about you. You go on there and you will see. No, I am weirdly, randomly, I saw a, I met a girl in Birmingham, England, not Birmingham, Alabama, Birmingham, England, about 4 years ago, and she didn't know what YouTube was, and it was kind of cool telling her, and I think it's fair to say she lost her mind, like she just couldn't believe it. She was like, and she was just typing in, you know, like anything, you know, like elephants playing football and, you know, paintings of cats on bicycles and, you know, something in a cup, something about a cup. I don't know what that was about, people in a cup. Anyway, two of them. Did that, and so I put it on there. You can actually follow me. I've got a YouTube channel. Sounds like I'm like SVT or something. But I've got a YouTube channel. I just put videos up. Videos. Apart from, you know, normal people put like different fruits, you know, that they've followed and collected. They put that on YouTube. But I put videos up. It's really different. So the videos are up. And just my visits, not to the toilet, just my visits around Svari, around the world. And I've done little videos. So if you ever get bored of my voice and you just want to see my little cute, fat, bulking up face, take a look at that. It's actually got the Vigeland Park. If you've never been to Oslo, I mean, just save up for like 15 years and go there for a weekend, you know, and just spend all your life savings there. I had a glass of water, and that cost me, I lost one arm and half a foot. So yeah, the prices are pretty steep. But nice people. The show was really fun. I mean, I might say to you that
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every show I do is great. And I'm going to sit here and look you in the eye. Look at me. I'm going to tell you this. Every show on this tour, a lot of the shows I do are really, really fun, and I mean that, and that's not in an egotistical manner. It's, I just love doing it. Do you know what I mean? It's like you know, when you're running along, and you get that kind of that boost, that second wind, and you're like, yeah, I love this, or
you're with someone that you just absolutely love, you know, and you're like, yeah, and then Spotify comes on. Mr. Winner,
55 krona per month. 55 krona per month. Spotify Premium. It's good.
It's really great. So I did Oslo and then flew back, went to Mora. I hope this isn't boring you. I love telling you about my little journeys. You went to Mora, never been there. Just red Hest, Dalarna Hest, everywhere. And I thought if my gig goes bad, maybe there'll be a Dalarna Hest, you know, in my bed. Not in that kind of way, in a kind of mafia godfather kind of way. I don't know if they do stuff with horses. Yeah, that was great fun. So thank you to everybody that came to that show. And then today was Uppsala. I did a show at Uppsala University for the engineering sector or factual facility. Really good fun. But not random, just it was at 12:15. Comedy, you know, I think comedy does work better in the middle of the night. It works kind of good in a dark room, you know, not too dark, not like fucking Finland, no lights on. Gee, very good. No, when it's kind of like, you know, it's like a comedy club kind of theatre, kind of, yeah, anticipation. But this was really good. What they did do, though, is they gave out free food to the audience. So I think that's why they were there. You know, they're students, they were starving, you know. One of them hadn't eaten for 3 weeks. He'd just been surviving on leaves and cigarette butts in a kind of soup washed down with snow. So he did that, and he did that, he didn't do anything. So they were giving out food. So the first 10 minutes was basically them eating their lunch and me just dancing about, shouting, like going to a restaurant basically, and then an idiot, just a drunk guy, gets up. Let's call him Mr. Random, because that's the word of the day. And yeah, just start shouting at people. So it was a bit like that. But then when they finished their food, when the old falafel had been washed down, they were into it and they were great. So I just had to ride the Tio Minuta wave of food, students eating food. So that was cool. So thank you for inviting me to that. Uppsala, and like I said, I'll return there on the 14th of November to the Uppsala Concert and Congress. Respect to the massive. But so that's been good. It's been absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you about my gigs that are coming up. I'm going to have a few days off this weekend. That's the plan. It's currently Wednesday night now. This will go out Thursday. Put it out now. It's like a fireman, isn't it? Waiting, you know, why would he wait to put out the fire? He'd put it out now, wouldn't he? Firewoman? Fire person? What is the thing there? Fire worker? Fire starter? I am a fire starter. Original big farter. I've got a couple of questions for you. Why have you got those trousers on? No, I've got a couple of questions I've been asked, so I'll answer those, and then I'll let you get on with your lights, let you take off your little headphones. I hope there's people there now, just got a nice little cup of coffee. Let's just imagine this, imagine what's happening right now is maybe you're on transport, maybe public transport. God, it feels like it's a crime thriller and I'm the person that they've turned to and I'm like, maybe they were on a bus. No, maybe you're on some transport and you've got your little headphones in. Maybe you're that onto it that you can listen to this whilst reading. Me, I can't do either. I can't listen to myself, but I can't also, I can't read and listen. Read and listen. That's right. Yeah, read and listen. Does my head? It's too much. There's too many channels on. It's basically like having the TV on with Spotify. You know, like dun dun, the 7 o'clock news. You know, and then 59 current. How many times am I going to do that joke? So I just imagine that you're there and life is good. And I'm going to have a nice little weekend. I do a show on Friday. I'll tell you about that at the end. It's in Escatuna. Escatuna. Someone told me there's three S's. There's Södertälje, Stockholm, and... there's Escatuna. That was the joke. Thank you to whoever told me that. Little funny bunny. Here's the questions. Okay. First one from Jimmy Johansson, who said he really likes my podcast. Thank you, Jimmy. I didn't really need to mention that, but I'm just reading straight from your Facebook message, and there's no editing this. Have you met... This is a question from Jimmy. I'm not asking him a question back. It's from Jimmy. Have you met Peter Jackson? I'm guessing the director. I'm a football fan. There's a manager in my team was called Peter Jackson. Don't think you're talking about him. I think you're talking... Oh, here we go. Is he as goofy as he seems in documentaries? No, I've never met him. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for your question. He's not really someone... I know that... he's not someone I'd... I don't know what I'd say to him. Is that fair? I think he did really well with The Lord of the Rings. I think one of my favourite films that he did was called Meet the Feebles. I don't know if you've seen that. If you don't like things too weird, keep away from Meet the Feebles. It's one of the most bizarre films I've ever seen. All I remember is just a fly and a poo. And that's all you need to know. If that turns you off, yeah, it should. Just don't watch it. He also did Bad Taste, which is a fantastic movie. It's like a ridiculous horror movie. I know that he started when he was like 7 or 8 doing like short films, and he recreated King Kong with a cat. No, not a cat, just real life models. A cat and a rat in an aeroplane. And a really small woman. No, he did it with real life models and things like that. And I think he did a fantastic documentary about a bird, the moa, which was extinct, but it was found somewhere in the South Island, something like that. It's like this really kind of spoof kind of documentary. I know that he's born on October 31st, which I think is Halloween, which kind of suits him. He did brilliant with Lord of the Rings, I thought. It was really brilliant. All three, although the third one dragged out, didn't it? It's like a day at the beach. You know, you're like there for 5 hours, and then one of your friends goes, "Let's stay for a bit longer." You're like, nah, let's get on with our lives. But The Hobbit, I had no interest in. I tried to watch that. It was like nailing my nose to a wall. Just didn't get into it. I think maybe it might have been because of that Martin Freeman, who I've been told I look like. But he for me... You know the actors when you watch movies and they're just those people? This is exactly what I get from Ricky Gervais as well. The Office, Martin was the guy in The Office. So I couldn't really take him that seriously. People say Sherlock. Is he Sherlock? Does he do that? He's supposed to be very good with that Benedict Cumberbatch, which I think's an amazing name. Sounds like a disease
that your armpits get, isn't it? You know, you go to the doctor and he looks at them and you're kind of like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it's got this kind of, it's got this weird kind of flaky. And he goes, oof, that is Benedict Cumberbatch. You need to take 2 pills twice a day and you'll get rid of Benedict Cumberbatch. But I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would like Benedict Cumberbatch snuggling up to their little armpit. What a lovely little sexy move that would be. A little bit of little Benedict Cumberbatch. Cumberbatch. Sounds like a guy with no teeth, doesn't it? Shouting at someone. You better Cumberbatch. I don't know. That was not a good idea. So, no, I haven't met him. I know that he does. I don't know if it's got anything to do with hobbits or anything. But I know that he, doesn't he walk around? He's kind of famous for not wearing shoes, which is very New Zealand, if I'm honest. Although my feet are so soft now. They used to be hard, you know. I remember as a kid, you used to be able to walk across like hot coals and shark's teeth and you know, hedgehogs. What are they called here? But now I can't walk anywhere. I'm like, oh, stop me. You know, just really little soft. They're like my feet are like the underbelly of a little crab that's had too much food. So they're very, very soft. So I hope that answers that question, Jimmy. I could have just said no, but do you know what? This podcast doesn't just say no. It helps you and it gets you through the day. Another beautiful one was from second question, final question, is Daniel Lundqvist. Lundqvist says he likes the pod, really enjoys it. Tuximicket. For what reasons would you not do stand-up and would you quit stand-up? And then, okay, apologizes for the negative questioning. I am Swedish. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You can be Swedish and you can be negative. That's absolutely fine. For what reasons would you not do stand-up and would you quit stand-up? I don't know. I don't know if I want to be kind of 75 years of age, you know, getting kind of wheeled out, you know, like kind of Hannibal Lecter kind of comedy, you know, or rolled out. Maybe they'd do that. I'd be that dangerous to just roll me out. And I'd stand up. I'd be like, she nada. I think with comedy as well, you know, some of my heroes, you know, one of them, Billy Connolly, who's my favourite comedian, he suffers now from Parkinson's and a bit of Alzheimer's, I think. So he forgets some of his routines, which makes me really sad. And so I think when you get to a certain age, I think it must be kind of, you know, I just don't want to repeat myself, you know. I did see one comedian once at a late show in London repeat a joke 3 times, and the joke involved him jumping up and spinning, but I think drugs were really involved there. Would you not do stand-up? There are shows. I think sometimes I feel like I'm a comedian who will do a show even if it shouldn't work. There's a weird part of me that thinks, I can make this work, you know? And you're on like a mountain side, holding on to a plant. People are trying to chop your hand off. It's that kind of, you know. I did a show recently, okay? I was booked by a company and there was no stage. I had to stand on 2 seats. I was up on the ceiling. People were walking around. People weren't interested. But there is that part of me, I would never walk out. You know, I just can't do it. I just would have too much guilt.
So, yeah, I did the gig, and they enjoyed it. They really enjoyed it. But it was really, really difficult, you know. So when sometimes it's not set up right for comedy, I think maybe I shouldn't do the gig. Would I not do stand-up? No, I think you always get to a certain point where you think all your stories are done and all the ideas are finished. But I felt that when I'd done the Fika tour. But I've since done the Poor tour. I've since done the Nermen, which I'm doing now. So I don't think, you know, it's like anything, isn't it? Like anything you create. Maybe you write things for toilets. You know, maybe you write ads for toilets. And maybe you think, oh, I've done all the ads. I've written all the ads, you know. And then someone says, yeah, but have you flushed all the ideas? And you're like, yeah, flush. I'll talk about flush. I'll be Grandmaster Flush. I'll be a rapper, and I'll come out and I'll go, yo, 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 I'm Grandmaster Flush. If you need the toilet, get in the bowl, get on the roll, lip, lie, slide away. You need to wipe it and flush it away, Grandmaster Flush. You know, something along those lines. I'll keep going until people don't want any more. That's my kind of policy to stand up to life, to be honest. I will keep talking until it feels awkward for everyone concerned. So I don't know. I don't think I'll quit doing stand up, you know. Hopefully I can carry on. Hopefully people will still, you know, come to the shows. And if you fancy some comedy next few weeks, here's where I'll be, right? I will be in Eskilstuna, which you can only say if you are really drunk. Where are you going? Eskilstuna. The show's at the Royal, I think it's called. B.O. Royale. Is that correct? I really hope that's correct. And it's on Friday, November the 6th. It's November the 6th, 6:11. And it's going to be great. I started my tour show there. I started it in September 2014. When I say started, these were the warm-up shows. And I did it in front of a 70 and a 60 seat, you know, in a very small theatre. And it was such a boost that they loved it. So yeah, come and watch the show. Spread the word. This is what I need you people to do. If you're listening to this and you know someone in Eskilstuna and you think, half be fine, it won't cost me anything, pass it on. I'll bloody pass it on. Just spread www. You don't have to do that bit, do you? It's just alpitcher.se. And then next week I'm in Uppsala. Back on the 14th of November. I know it's the night of Sweden versus Denmark at football. I totally understand. Okay? Do you know what I mean? It's like we're on a date. I think we're going to be lovers. But you say, but I'm your mother-in-law. Awkward. No, I'm your... I go out with your brother. Don't be awful. Why is it all related? What's going on? So I understand if you don't like football and you want to have a laugh, that's the place to be. We've added a show in Stockholm on the 25th of November. Anyway, all these dates. The 25th of November's sold out, so we've added another one in December the 9th. We also added a Malmo show, which is in December as well. There's a beautiful little run of Skåne gigs, Lund, Malmo, Helsingborg and Kristianstad, and then the tour is over. I bloody love doing this podcast. I love that I can just talk into the smallest microphone in the world, and I want to make you laugh. So I really hope I've brought some joy. The only way that this podcast can get bigger and better, not can't get me better, can it? This is as good as it gets. It can get better, of course. Send in questions. Just keep sending questions. Send it to my Facebook page. It's on the one with the orange flag, our picture. Or just email me. Just do whatever you need to do. Throw a brick through my window with a note on it. Spray paint a pigeon with the question. Don't do that. And spread it. Just keep telling people you love it. This is this gets you through the week. Just tell them, I am the Prozac of vocalism. The Prozac of vocalism. I think that might be, that just might be my death metal band. Hello, we're the Prozac of vocalism. This is our song. It's called Death to the Crow That Never Sleeps. Oh, yeah. So, absolutely great fun. Really cool to talk to you. Come see a show. I've only got a few I honestly can't believe I've said random, and I really apologize. I feel such a dick. It's like being told, don't mention Marlon's divorce. Don't mention Marlon's divorce. And then you're like, what have you been up to since you got divorced? Everyone's like, nah, fee fan. So this is episode 8. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Take care. Do what you need to do. Love your fellow human being. If you're on a bus, if you're on public transport, look at the person next to you right now and just think, wow, I'm sure they've been naked sometime, but now is not the time to do that or to see that. Thank you so much, people. This is episode 8. I will talk to you next week. See you in Eskatuna. See you in Uppsala. I see you on the other side. Puss, puss, for now.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.